You are listening to Metro.
Oh, more bass in my headphones. What's up? It's Metro. How are you? Good to be with you. Thank you for wasting your time on the internet here. I know there's a ton of different places to do so. You know, I get sent books all the time because I work on different radio shows, and I got this one that didn't seem to fit anywhere, so I figured I'd bring it here to the website. It's called Stephen Petro's Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion. Now, there are lots of situations where people have gay friends these days and they don't really know how to go about it, so I thought that could be interesting to somebody. You clicked on it, so it's kind of interesting to you. So let's take a moment and say hello to Stephen Petro. Stephen, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. I didn't realize your name was Metro.
Yes, it is. So, as you may be able to tell by the name, I'm extremely supportive of the gay community, and especially this whole thing that went down in New York, I guess about a month ago now that this actually happened, where they said that you can now get married in New York State, and I guess it went into effect on Sunday, correct?
Correct.
So, I wanted to put that out there ahead of time and let you know that I'm not here as a joke or anything. I am legitimately curious about you and your book. The book is called Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, and it's 417 pages long, which I didn't realize there was that much to it. So, I really want to know what to do. Apparently, I've been doing things all wrong the whole time, and I want you to help me fix that.
That's what they told me about you, Metro.
Yes. Yeah. So, look, I mean, I, like I said, very supportive of the gay community, have a couple friends that think I'm gay, and at least one girlfriend. So I wanted to go through this. And tell me why this book, first of all. Why is there a need, Stephen, to write a book called Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm going to give you one answer that has two parts. And the first part is that gay and lesbian people more and more are finding themselves in all kinds of new situations that are really confusing. And, you know, one of the big ones is getting married. And just imagine all these couples who got married, 800 plus in New York City alone, had about 48 hours to plan a wedding. Now, any straight couple that's gotten married knows that there's an awful lot involved when you're just following a convention. And here, you know, gay couples are really creating new traditions on the fly. And so there are lots of different models for us to choose. And the book really kind of outlines, you know, how to approach that, how to do it right with your family, with your friends. You know, then there are other situations about coming out. You know, what's the right way to do that? Respectful ways and questions about sex etiquette. You know, how do we treat each other behind closed doors? Again, in a respectful way. And then the other half of the book is for, you know, it's for our straight friends and family members and coworkers. They're getting invited to our weddings. They work with gay people in the office. Again, if you go to the traditional etiquette books, there's really no advice that is applicable for this LGBT straight kind of interchange or divide.
Stephen Petro on the line right now. The book is called Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, the definitive guide to the LGBT life. Now, you, sir, are you married or do you have plans on getting married?
I am partnered.
Okay.
And that is, you know, that is one of the questions that has been asked a lot of gay people in the last month since New York passed that law. And it's kind of funny. You know, I think just about everybody in the gay community wants the freedom to marry, wants marriage equality, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody wants to get married themselves or, in fact, should. There can sometimes be, you know, financial reasons that couples shouldn't. But that's a question that... Well, it's not rude. It's sort of like asking a young woman, when are you getting married? You know, over and over again.
Right,
and
but people do that a lot.
I know those women and some of those men would prefer that they didn't get asked that.
Right.
When am I going to have a grandchild, right?
Right, you know? Absolutely.
So, you know, we don't have to ask all the questions that we think about.
Okay. that's a long-form dodge, but I will take it. Like I said, Stephen Petro on the line right now, Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion. Some of the things, you actually put together a nice little cheat sheet here in case I didn't have time to read 417 pages of Gay and Lesbian Manners from Stephen Petro. But some of the questions that you actually asked are, do gay people get engaged, which is something I don't know, and is there an engagement period, and is there two bachelor or bachelorette parties? Does all that same stuff still go in a gay marriage as it does in a straight relationship?
Before we scare everyone off with it. Let me note that, you know, it's the kind of book that you'll dip in and out of. You're
right.
Not going to sit down and read it cover to cover.
So I'm sorry. I don't mean to paint that with a broad brush. I got it in the mail, and I actually injured myself. I think I have some kind of wrist contusion from carrying it into the studio.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
But anyway, as to your question, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, right now, we're establishing these traditions, and you know, a lot of people got engaged after June 24th when New York State passed that law. Literally got engaged. We're now calling each other fiance and fiance with two E's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when these folks are getting married, they're husband and wife. And so, the language is really changing very quickly to reflect the new political and legal reality. So. Even many in the gay community, they ask, well, who pays for the rings? Well, if you go shopping together, you split them. If you're surprising your sweetheart with a ring, you're paying for it. Questions, should our outfits match at the wedding? You know, it's different than with a man and a woman. And you looked at the pictures that came out of New York yesterday. Some couples are beautifully matched. Some are in T-shirts. Some are, a little bit this way, a little bit that way. It's really how you want to express yourself. There's a lot of room for creativity now.
I was taking a look at your website. It's gaymanners.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
And on there, you actually have a forum where people can submit questions, and as you call them, queries, which I don't even know if I'm allowed to say. You do have.
Why not?
I don't know. But you do have a forum here where you have people ask you questions. What's the thing that people ask you the most? I mean, if you're the guy that's kind of the definitive answerer of questions, what's the question you get the most right now?
What do I call the significant other of my gay friend?
Right.
And, you know, if you're straight and you're married, you know, it's husband and wife, and maybe it's boyfriend and girlfriend if you're not. But, you know, with all these different kinds of legal relationships, you could be married, domestic partner, civil union. You know, people are using all kinds of monikers. And so what you want to do is listen to how a couple speaks about themselves. And so when I talk about my partner, I use the word partner, and our friends here in Chapel Hill, you know to use that. Of course, that comes after sort of a year of stumbling,
right,
knowing that we were in a relationship, but calling us roommates and friends. And then some neighbors down the street, they are married, and they call themselves wives, and that's how our neighbors refer to them. So listen, and it's fine to ask, though, also, if you don't hear what you need to know.
Is that like an offensive? Because I know in heterosexual relationships, there's sometimes like the woman, if she is a fiance, once she gets fiance status and you guys are engaged, if you call her girlfriend, whoa, look out.
So, right, exactly.
I mean, does the same thing apply? Like, what's, once you go into an engagement, are you no longer a partner? Is a partner offensive at that point?
Again, it's new territory, and as you sort of go up the ladder and, you know, you're basically looking for recognition of your relationship, you know, fiancé, you know, definitely, you know, is one step before marriage. So, but the respectful thing to do is to use the term that a couple uses. You know, it might not always be fiancé or betrothed, but listen or ask. You know, it's fine to say, how would you like me to introduce the two of you? And they will then tell you, and you'll be fine.
Stephen Petra on the line right now. Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, the definitive guide to LGBT life. It's a light, summery, easy breeze that you can dip in and out of. Do not let the 416 pages scare you. Did I do better that time?
You did.
Stephen, I learned quite a bit today, and I will continue to learn as I flip through the light, breezy
breeze. All 417 pages.
Yes, all 417 pages. Thank you so much for taking a few moments with us today, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Metro. Have a good day.
You too.
You are listening to Metro.